Lights, please. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, who is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And that's what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown. It is that time of year. Happy holidays, everybody. Boys, girls, parents, dogs, cats, other animals. We will be having fun today, and hopefully you will be having fun with us. Santa's here. He's wandering around at the moment. And there's an elf here with him, too. Who's over there?
Hi, this is Sugar Plum Mary.
You gotta like that. It's always fun when the elves are here with Santa, too. Sugar Plum Mary. And your job up at the North Pole?
I help make the candy canes and other sugary sweets.
Ooh. Did you bring any tasty treats?
I got a few brownies in the back.
That's what I like to hear. That's what we like to hear. And Santa, are you there? Are we ready? I'm getting impatient. You know, it's always so close at this time of year with so many things to do. Yeah, we got. We're gonna get you a phone call, and then I think you can sit down and have a coffee. All right. So, for those of you who aren't familiar, Santa joins us for the hour today. It is 11:04 here on the Wake Up Call. We do still need to take a moment and thank the folks who underwrite WNRN and Wake Up Call, such as Ivy Inn Restaurant. Serving locally inspired seasonal American cuisine Monday through Saturday evenings from 5 until 9:30. The historic Ivy Inn is a family business and is located just in front of WNRN, 2171 Old Ivy Road in Charlottesville near UVA. Directions can be found anywhere at the online ivyinnrestaurant.com. Call them up, 977-1222. That's the Ivy Inn Restaurant, and reservations are suggested. And we are going to make a phone call. If you would like Santa to call a child in your family or a friend's kid, call us. 979-0919. 979-0919. Call us. Give us the information and Santa will dial back. If you're out in the toll-free area, 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS. That's toll-free, 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS. Again, that is toll-free, 979-0919. Call us up. We will gather the information that's needed, and Santa will make a call a little later in the hour. But we're going to give you a sample. Santa's going to make a quick call here. Who are we calling? Santa, we're going to call Lucera, and she's age 5. Santa's calling us there. Are you ready? Well, let's hope she's there, Santa.
Is this Lucera?
Hi.
Hi, Merry Christmas. How are you today? How are you? Are you having a good day?
No.
No? Are you ready for Christmas? I would like to know, are you still on the nice list or the naughty list?
No.
Can we bring you a present? Lucera? I was thinking of bringing you a Barbie doll.
No.
No? What would you like? How about a piano?
Yes.
Yes. Oh, good. I have an elf here with you. Sugar Plum Mary, can you mark that down?
All right. One piano.
A piano for Lucera.
Yeah.
Okay, Lucera, you be good to everyone, and we'll bring you a present on Christmas. Okay? Merry Christmas. Bye bye.
Yes.
All right. Thank you, Santa, for getting us started. Now you can dial us up. Santa prefers kids who are very good phone users. 979-0919 1-877-WNRN Rocks. We have our elf with us today. What is Santa bringing to others? Do you have others on the list?
We have lots of children, but for their own sake of identity, we are going to keep that secret.
Oh. All right, good enough. All right, so Santa is here for the hour. We will be reading How the Grinch Stole Christmas, and then we will be giving more phone calls. Santa has an incredible amount of stuff to do, so give us a call, leave your information, and Santa will call out. Let me take a moment and thank Dixon Disposal for their support. Boxes and bows, piles of wrappers, the holidays are here, which can mean extra waste. Dixon Disposal provide earth-friendly service with single-stream recycling, which reduces impact on the environment. You can collect your garbage in one can without separating or dividing. Tammy Judge, Operations Manager, and the Dixon Disposal staff extend holiday wishes to you right now. That's Dixon Disposal, DixonDisposal.com. All right, gather round, everyone. We are going to take some time and read How the Grinch Stole Christmas. For those who are concerned, this is not a non-profit radio station. We will be making no profits from this. How the Grinch Stole Christmas by Dr. Seuss. Some music to go with it, produced by Chuck Jones and Ted Geisel. The album of How the Grinch Stole Christmas and the songs produced by Jesse Kay. All right.
Thank you. Christmas Day is in our grasp, so long as we have hands to clasp.
Every Who down in Whoville liked Christmas a lot. But the Grinch who lived just north of Whoville did not. The Grinch hated Christmas the whole Christmas season. Now, please don't ask why. No one knows quite the reason. It could be his head wasn't screwed on just right. It could be, perhaps, that his shoes were too tight. But I think the most likely reason of all may have been that his heart was two sizes too small. But whatever the reason, his heart or his shoes, he stood there on Christmas Eve, hating the Whos, staring down from his cave with a sour, grinchy frown at the warm, lighted windows below in their town. For he knew every Who down in Whoville beneath was busy now, hanging a mistletoe wreath. "And they're hanging their stockings," he snarled with a sneer. "Tomorrow is Christmas. It's practically here."
Trim up the tree with Christmas stuff, like bingo balls and hoo-hoo fluff. Trim up the town with goo-hoo gums and fizzle pinks and wands. Trim every blessed window and trim every blessed door. Hang up hoo-boo-hoo fix. Then run out and get some more. Hang pantookas on the ceilings, pile pampoonas on the floor.
Trim every blessed needle on the blessed Christmas tree. Christmas comes tomorrow.
Trim you, trim me. Trim up your pets with fuzz o' fuzz and blipper bloops and buzz o' buzz. Trim up your uncle and your aunt with yards of poof of plant. Trim every house in Whoville from the cellar to the loaf. Hang up a mile of bafflers and 3 miles of snappers too. Hang dang donglers on the bathtub. Trim the occupant with floof.
To every home in Whoville and to every blessed Who, Christmas comes tomorrow.
Trim me, trim you. Trim up the tree with Christmas stuff, like bingo balls and hoo hoo fluff. Trim up the town with goo hoo guns and beers.
Then he growled with his Grinch fingers nervously drumming,
"I must find some way to stop Christmas from coming."
For tomorrow he knew all the Who girls and boys would wake bright and early, they'd rush for their toys, and then, oh, the noise! Oh, the noise, 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 noise! That's the one thing he hated. The noise, 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 noise! Then the Whos, young and old, would sit down to a feast, and they'd feast, and they'd feast, and they'd feast, 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 feast. They would feast on Who pudding and rare Who roast beast, which was something the Grinch couldn't stand in the least. And then they'd do something he'd liked least of all, every Who down in Whoville. The tall and the small would stand close together. With Christmas bells ringing, they'd stand hand in hand, and the Whos would start singing. And they'd sing, and they'd sing, and they'd sing, 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 sing. And the more the Grinch thought of this Who Christmas sing, the more the Grinch thought,
"I must stop this whole thing. Why, for 53 years I've put up with it now. I must stop this Christmas from coming. But how?"
Then he got an idea. An awful idea. The Grinch got a wonderful, awful idea.
"I know just what to do,"
the Grinch laughed in his throat. And he made a quick Santa Claus hat and a coat, and he chuckled and clucked,
"What a great Grinchy trick! With this coat and this hat, I look just like Saint Nick. All I need is a reindeer."
The Grinch looked around, but since reindeer are scarce, there was none to be found. Did that stop the old Grinch? No, the Grinch simply said,
"If I can't find a reindeer, I'll make one instead."
So he called his dog Max. Then he took some red thread and he tied a big horn on the top of his head. Then he loaded some bags and some old empty sacks on a ramshackle sleigh, and he hitched up old Max. Then the Grinch said,
"Eddie up!"
And the sleigh started down toward the homes where the Whos lay a snooze in their town. All the windows were dark. Quiet snow filled the air. All the Whos were all dreaming sweet dreams without care. When he came to the first little house on the square.
"This is stop number one,"
the old Grinchy Claus hissed, and he climbed to the roof, empty bags in his fist. Then he slid down the chimney, a rather tight pinch, but if Santa could do it, then so could the Grinch. He got stuck only once for a moment or two. Then he stuck his head out of the fireplace flue, where the little Who stockings all hung in a row.
"These stockings," he grinned, "are the first things to go."
Then he slithered and slunk with a smile most unpleasant around the whole room, and he took every present. Popguns and bicycles, roller skates, drums, checkerboards, tricycles, popcorn, and plums. And he stuffed them in bags. Then the Grinch very nimbly stuffed all the bags, one by one, up the chimney.
"You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus. You're as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch. You're a bad banana with a greasy black peel. You're a monster, Mr. Grinch. Your heart's an empty hole. Your brain is full of spiders. You've got garlic in your soul, Mr. Grinch. I wouldn't touch you with a 39 and a half foot pole. You're a vile one, Mr. Grinch. You have termites in your smile. You have all the tender sweetness of a seasick crocodile, Mr. Grinch. Given the choice between the two of you, I'd take the seasick crocodile."
Then he slunk to the icebox. He took the Who's feast. He took the Who pudding. He took the roast beast. He cleaned out that icebox as quick as a flash. Why, that Grinch even took their last can of Who hash. Then he stuffed all the food up the chimney with glee.
"And now,"
grinned the Grinch,
"I will stuff up the tree."
And the Grinch grabbed the tree and he started to shove when he heard a small sound like the coo of a dove. He turned around fast, and he saw a small Who, little Cindy Lou Who, who was not more than two. The Grinch had been caught by this tiny Who daughter who'd got out of bed for a cup of cold water. She stared at the Grinch and said,
"Santa Claus, why? Why are you taking our Christmas tree? Why?"
But you know, that old Grinch was so smart and so slick, he thought up a lie, and he thought it up quick.
"Why, my sweet little tot,"
the fake Santa Claus lied,
"there's a light on this tree that won't light on one side. So I'm taking it home to my workshop, my dear. I'll fix it up there, then I'll bring it back here."
And this fib fooled the child. Then he patted her head, and he got her a drink, and he sent her to bed. And when Cindy Lou Who went to bed with her cup, he went to the chimney and stuffed the tree up. Then the last thing he took was the log for their fire. Then he went up the chimney himself, the old liar. On the walls he left nothing but hooks and some wire. And the one speck of food that he left in the house was a crumb that was even too small for a mouse. Then he did the same thing to the other whose houses, leaving crumbs much too small for the other whose mouses.
You're a foul one, Mr. Grinch. You're a nasty, wasty skunk. Your heart is full of unwashed socks. Your soul is full of gunk, Mr. Grinch. The three words that best describe you are as follows, and I quote, stink, stank, stunk. You're a rotter, Mr. Grinch. You're the king of sinful sots. Your heart's a dead tomato splotched with moldy purple spots, Mr. Grinch. Your soul is an appalling dump heap, overflowing with the most disgraceful assortment of deplorable rubbish imaginable, mangled up in tangled up knots. You nauseate me, Mr. Grinch, with a nauseous super nos. You're a crooked, jerky jockey, and you drive a crooked hoss, Mr. Grinch. You're a three-decker sauerkraut and toadstool sandwich with arsenic sauce.
It was quarter past dawn, all the who's still abed, all the who's still a snooze. When he packed up his sled, packed it up with their presents, the ribbons, the wrappings, the tags and the tinsel, the trimmings, the trappings. 3,000 feet up, up the side of Mount Crumpet, he rode with his load to the tip-top to dump it.
Poo-poo to the hooves, he was grinchishly humming. They're finding out now that no Christmas is coming. They're just waking up. I know just what they'll do. Their mouths will hang on with a mopin' or two. Then the who's down in Whoville will all cry, boo-hoo. That's a noise,
grinned the Grinch,
that I simply must hear. So he paused, and the Grinch put his hand to his ear, and he did hear a sound rising over the snow.
It started in low, then it started to grow. But the sound wasn't sad, why, this sound sounded merry, but it couldn't be so. But it was merry, very. He stared down at Whoville, the Grinch popped his eyes, then he shook. What he saw was a shocking surprise. Every who down in Whoville, the tall and the small, was singing, without any presents at all. He hadn't stopped Christmas from coming. It came. Somehow or other, it came just the same. And the Grinch, with his Grinch feet ice cold in the snow, stood puzzling and puzzling.
How could it be so? It came without ribbons. It came without tags. It came without packages, boxes, or bags.
Then he puzzled 3 hours till his puzzler was sore. Then the Grinch thought of something he hadn't before.
Maybe Christmas, he thought, doesn't come from a store. Maybe Christmas, perhaps, means a little bit more.
And what happened then? Well, in Whoville they say that the Grinch's small heart grew 3 sizes that day. And the minute his heart didn't feel quite so tight, he whizzed with his load to the bright morning light, and he brought back the toys and the food for the feast. And he himself, the Grinch, carved the roast beef. And thank you to Dr. Seuss, How the Grinch Stole Christmas. Dr. Seuss wrote and illustrated 44 world-famous books for children, and I think my favorite is How the Grinch Stole Christmas. I'd also thank the folks for the music, album produced by Jesse Kay, everything produced by Chuck Jones and Ted Geisel. Once again, no profit made from this, only sore throats. All right, we will be making calls. Santa will be making phone calls. We have a couple names and numbers here. We certainly have time for more than that throughout the rest of the hour. Call us up, 979-0919, 1-877-0919, 979-0919, 979-0919, 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS for the toll-free number.
Sunday morning wake-up call brought to you by The Hook and by the Markets of Tiger Fuel, a refreshing pause on your journey to anywhere with locations all over town. Now back to your host, Rick Moore.
Let me tell everyone the Markets of Tiger Fuel forecast for Central Virginia and the Shenandoah Valley. It's fair, partly cloudy today, highs near 36. Clear tonight, lows approximately 19. Sunny tomorrow, highs around 35. Right now, it's pretty nice out there. A couple clouds here and there in the valley, 28, 33 in Lynchburg, 35 in Richmond, 32 in Charlottesville. Let me give thanks to Sugar Snap for their support. Sugar Snap offers gently used baby and kids items, including shoes and hats, nursing pillows, plus maternity and nursing clothes. Sugar Snap, you can also find cloth diapers and diaper bags, as well as locally made items. They have a kid-friendly play area available while you shop. You can become a fan of Sugar Snap on Facebook or Twitter, and you can find them in Shoppers World Court here in Charlottesville. And we also want to remind you about Piedmont Virginia Community College's spring semester, and the classes begin on Tuesday, January 18th. You can prepare for a new career or update your job skills at Piedmont Virginia Community College, and you can save big by starting your bachelor's degree at PVCC. Get more info and register online at pvcc.edu. Call them on the phone, 977-3900. Again, semester begins on Tuesday, January 18th. You can shine at PVCC. All right, phone lines are open, 979-0919. Dial up, and Santa will call someone in your family or group of friends. Sean's got one for me, and then I have another one here somewhere for Santa to dial out. Isaac, is that right? Are you, is the local elf ready?
I'm ready.
You ready? We need a little atmosphere here in the room. There you go. Are all elves required to wear bells?
Yeah.
Is that part of the uniform?
Yep.
I like that. All right, so phone lines are open for the incoming. 979-0919, 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS.
Hello?
Hello, we're trying to reach Isaac.
Oh, hold on just a second.
Sugar Plum, are you ready?
Yep.
Who is it?
He said, ho, ho, ho. I don't know.
Who is this?
Hello, is this Isaac?
Yes.
This is Santa and Sugar Plum Mary.
Hey, Isaac.
How are you?
Good.
Well, we're checking our list.
and I have you on the nice side. Can you be nice for the rest of the week?
Yeah.
Only one more week. And let's see, we're putting the proper things in the sleigh. I have drum set.
What?
Would you like a drum set?
Sure.
Oh, I have so many things to do, so I have to say goodbye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye, Isaac. Merry Christmas.
You too.
All right, there we go. Santa, thank you so much. I know that there's all kinds of stuff going on.
That's true. So many things.
All right. Let's see. I think I have a long distance one I need to call in a moment. Let's what's the proper pronunciation? Andrew. We're going to call it Andrew. Andrew's 13. Santa will call Andrew, but Santa also likes the joke phone calls wear out on Santa. So 979-0919. Is this that's Andrew. Santa? Are you ready?
Oh, is this Andrew?
Yes.
Andrew, how are you?
Good.
Well, we're checking up on things. I have down here, what would you like for Christmas?
Halo Reach.
Halo Reach. I don't know, do we have any more of that?
I think we got a few more in the bag.
Are you sure?
Pretty sure.
All right. Andrew, are you still believe in Santa?
Of course I do.
Well, that's good. I think you might get something in addition to that gift. All right. Do you have any friends that we should also stop and visit on Christmas Eve?
Yeah.
Who should we stop and visit?
Arthur McCord and Austin Shane.
I thought one of those boys was on the naughty list.
Which one?
I'm not sure.
Austin couldn't be on it, and Arthur couldn't be on it.
Hmm. All right, well, we'll make sure to make a visit. And you continue to be good, because we're checking the list every day and checking it twice.
Yeah.
Well, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Santa.
All right. Andrew, Isaac. Called Lucera earlier, Santa. 11:35 on the wake-up call. Call us up if you would like Santa to call someone in your family or your friends. 979-0919. WNRN Rocks. Santa, we have to make a long-distance call for you. That always challenges me. I know that you don't have a problem with that kind of thing, getting around the world in 24 hours. I think we're calling Elias. Phones are open, 979-0919.
Hello?
Oh, goodness. We're trying to reach Elias. Is this Bobby?
Yes, this is Bobby.
Hi, Bobby. We're making some last-minute phone calls. Is Elias there?
Yes, he's right here. Hang on. Beautiful.
Merry Christmas, Elias! How are you? I wanted to call and make sure that I have the right things here for you. I have a microphone in our bag. Is that okay? Yes? Well, I'll see about that, too. Now, I need something to eat. So can you leave me a cookie on Christmas Eve? Can you do that for me, please, Elias? Santa would like a cookie. And we'll leave you a microphone and maybe a couple other gifts, okay? Okay. Thank you. I just wanted to say Merry Christmas. All right. You be good, okay? Bye-bye. I know, Santa, I can't help it when the kids are so surprised that you call. But that's what happens. So call us up, give us a name and number, and Santa will make the call for you. 979-0919, 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS. Sugar Plum Mary, how are you over there?
Doing fine.
I see that you are making, you just have a list of things. You have this really long list. Is that your responsibility? Besides, are you checking off who you're dropping the sweeteners to?
Yeah, everybody needs their candy canes and cookies.
You know, I went out to the bank the other day. The bank didn't have any candy canes.
What?
I was there in the past. They always had candy canes for me when I went. And what do you have things with the dentist's office? Do they harass you at all?
Well, they kind of get angry sometimes, but they know it's Christmas.
So they understand that it's a short-term thing. You're not dropping off candy canes every day.
Yeah.
All right, good to know. All right, I see the phones are ringing. Hang tight, keep dialing 979-0919 1-877 WNRN Rocks. Rusty Simpre, Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas to Rusty Simpre. Alright, 11:40 here on the Wake Up Call. Dial us up. Give us your information. We'll have Santa make a phone call for you.
You're listening to the Sunday Morning Wake Up Call, brought to you by the Markins of Tiger Fuel and by The Hook, an innovative weekly on newsstands every Thursday. Now here's Rick with what you can find in this week's Hook.
And this week, The Hook went looking for 2010's Person of the Year. And can anyone top winning a $5 million prize for Cars of the Future? Oliver Kuttner did that. And now The Hook would like to hear what he has to say about tough problems in Charlottesville's future. And the Kluge Winery received zero bids in its foreclosure auction. Read all about it. The Hook. Happy holidays to all. And support today also coming from The Backyard, the university's culinary secret at the end of Elliewood Avenue across from Para Coffee. The Backyard invites you to enjoy outdoor patio seating in their heated tent and try their winter menu. The Backyard has seasonal brews on tap and is available for private events. For more info, you can find The Backyard on Facebook. All right, Sean, what do we have here?
Well, we have a call for Zulene, who is 81 years old and still believes in Santa. And also another call that you may wish to place.
Jonathan. Jonathan's 14. All right. So we'll start with Zulene. Both phone lines are open, by the way, 979-0919, 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS here on the Wake Up Call. Santa making some phone calls today. If you have children in your family who would like to hear from Santa just a few days before he heads out, we also have Sugar Plum Mary doing her work today. She brought a whole list. She got a giant book and a gigantic bag of candy canes with her, obviously multitasking.
Lots of work to do on Christmas.
Yes, lots of work to do. So 979-0919-1877 WNRN Rocks. All right, so both of these calls require the long distance thing. Which I've somehow lost. Fortunately, I have many pieces of paper with this information on it.
How many elves do we have in Santa's workshop?
We've got several hundred.
Really?
Yeah.
And are they all as small as you?
Very. Some smaller, some bigger. Around this size.
So, you know, is there, like, dating going on in Santa's workshop?
No.
That's good. How do you get through those long, cold nights at the North Pole?
Well, we're elves, so we have a special kind of elf anatomy that helps us keep warm.
All right. We're calling Jonathan. Are you ready, Santa? Jonathan's 14, looking for an iPod.
Hello?
Oh, Merry Christmas! Is Jonathan there?
Yeah, hello. Who is this?
Hi, Jonathan. It's Santa! We're making our list and checking it twice, and I have you down for an iPod.
All right.
Can we leave that on the list, or have you changed your mind last minute?
I think that's on the list.
Oh, Sugar Plum Mary, are you there?
I'm here.
Shake that bell. All right, Jonathan. Thanks.
Thanks, Santa.
Thank you. Be good. Merry Christmas. All right. Dial us up. 979-0919. 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS. Santa will make the call. 11:45 here on the wake-up call.
I think maybe Jonathan wasn't expecting that call.
Probably not.
No. I don't think Jonathan was expecting that call. And you know what I heard in his voice? I heard a little sound of uncertainty. I think that he started that conversation thinking, who's fooling me? And he finished that conversation going, huh, maybe I should watch what I'm doing this week. What do you think about that, Santa?
That's with so many people. Amazing.
All right. Let me take a moment and thank Blue Ridge Mountain Sports for their support. They feature the Columbia Omni Heat. It's a waterproof down jacket with 700 fill power to provide protection from wet and cold weather. Columbia Omni Heat jackets are available at Blue Ridge Mountain Sports, the outdoor store that knows the outdoors. All right, I have another. This is Zulene. We have Zulene here. We do have, we can, time to make other calls. 979-0919. 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS. Call us up. Get the name that you feel is most deserving to hear from Santa on the list.
Are you going out this Christmas?
They're leaving that for some of the other elves.
So, what kind of hours must you elves put in? on Christmas Eve?
Well, we work as much as we can each day, and we only go to bed when we're really tired and desperate.
It must be awful. No sleep.
Well, it's all for the sake of Christmas.
Calling Zulene. Zulene is 81.
Hello?
Merry Christmas! Special phone call from Santa to Zulene.
Hold on. Hello?
Merry Christmas, Zulene. How are you?
I'm fine. Who are you?
This is Santa. We're making some special calls today before we pack up the sleigh.
You do what?
We're making some special phone calls.
Oh, you are?
Yes, we wanted to call and wish you a Merry Christmas.
Well, I wish you a Merry Christmas, too, but you sound like Matt.
No, no, no. I'm sorry, but you have that wrong. Have you ever heard Santa before?
Huh?
You've never heard from Santa before, so you just don't know what he sounds like.
No, I don't know how he sounds.
All right, well, we wanted to wish you a Merry Christmas, so have a good week, and we'll see you on Christmas Eve.
Okay.
Merry Christmas, Zulene.
Merry Christmas to you.
It's always funny that people think they know what Santa sounds like. 979-0919, if you would like to hear from Santa, like to have someone you know, young child, deserving of the phone call. And people were really testing me today. This should be easy. I'm not doing anything except dialing out the phone, but people were testing me with the long distance rig. All right, I'll do that.
So, Sugar Plum Mary, we just spoke to Zulene, 81 years old, and a little surprised, but pleased to hear from Santa. How old do elves get? Are you guys immortal like Santa Claus?
Almost immortal. We live about to 300 years.
Oh, okay. So you've been around for a while.
Yeah.
All right. So were you delivering presents back in, you know, in 1776?
Yep.
And was King George on your nice list or your naughty list?
He was kind of on the naughty list.
What about Thomas Jefferson? He's very famous around here, you know.
He was on the nice list. I remember that.
Did you go down the chimney?
He's on the phone right now. Please leave a message as soon as we can.
Well, we were trying to call Colt, who's 2 years old, but we got a busy signal. So we'll try Colt again in a minute. 11:50 here on the wake-up call. Time to make a few more phone calls. If you would like someone that you know to hear from Santa, 979-0919, 1-877-WNRN-ROCKS. Let me take a moment and thank Blue Ridge Graphics for supporting WNRN and the wake-up call. You can find them at Mead Avenue and East High Street in Charlottesville, providing custom t-shirts and sportswear, plus promotional items for schools, organizations, and businesses. That's Blue Ridge Graphics, 296-9746. Online, it's brgtshirts.com. WNRN-ROCKS. We'll call Colt in just a minute. Sugar Plum Mary is with Santa today. I'm curious. Sean's been trying to gather all the information he can. I think he's writing a book, is what's going on there. I want to know what you do during the off season.
Well, we're still working very hard because there are lots of kids to make presents for, but not as much as around the week of Christmas.
But, so, there must be an off-season. I mean, you've got, you know, on the 26th, you know, maybe through the new year, what do you do?
We have a huge party with all the other elves and Santa.
And do you, you know, do you, what happens at the party? I'm afraid to ask. I would think that, you know, in my off season, I, you know, misbehave a little bit. What happens if an elf misbehaves? Can you get on the naughty list?
Well, elves don't really receive the presents because they already know what's going to be happening and what they're getting. So instead, we're just not allowed to attend the party.
That's your off, you know, that's your naughty list is you just can't go to the party.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to see if I can dial out again.
Hang out with the Easter Bunny?
Well, he lives all the way off in Florida.
So, you know, Christmas is on December 25th, which is wintertime in the Northern Hemisphere, but it's summertime in the Southern Hemisphere. So, does Santa have, like, special, like, swim trunks and t-shirts that he changes into when he guys is around that part of the world?
Well, we don't really go swimming, so he just kind of takes off his jacket.
Is that a little weird delivering presents in the middle of the summer?
No, it's usual for me, seeing as we do it every year.
All right, well, I don't guess Santa will be calling Colt. I guess we could leave a message, but it's just not the same thing. 9790919. Dial us up. We have about 6 minutes left to make the phone call. This is WNRN. WNRN Charlottesville and WNRS FM Sweetwater Amherst Lynchburg. You know what? We're going to call, I was going to call my nephew, but I think he's wrestling today.
So, Mary, every year I watch the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer special on TV. Is that a documentary, or did they make some things up?
They made up a few things.
Is there really an island of misfit toys?
Nope.
Do you guys have any dental care?
Well, we're elves. We have perfect teeth.
After all those sugar treats?
Well, we are elves. Special anatomy.
Yeah, can people... Are you only born an elf, or can you apply for the job?
Well, some people can apply, but it's very hard to turn into an elf once you're human.
But can you, I wouldn't have the special anatomy, but if I did something that was deserving, you know, I realize that I, you know, might have problems with my teeth by working in the sugar department, but could I do elf things? Or is that automatically make me not...
You could certainly do them, but it'd be a lot harder than if you were an elf.
Understood. By the way, Drew Thompson will be up next with Les Temps Perdus. You know, for those of you who've been wondering, this is Charlie Brown Christmas from the Vince Guaraldi Trio. Possibly my favorite, if not the best. All time. What is this long distance thing today?
So while Santa's out delivering the presents, are the elves sleeping, or are you? What do you do to celebrate Christmas Day while Santa's away?
Well, we take a quick nap, but then we start setting up for the party so we can all have fun.
And, you're right at the North Pole, so the sun, you don't see the sun for like 6 months out of the year, right?
Yeah.
So,
all right, here we go.
How do you know when to party?
We have Rudolph's nose as the disco ball once he gets back.
Excellent.
Hello?
Merry Christmas! Santa calling for Austin! Is Austin there?
Come on.
Thank you. I don't know that Santa has ever been hung up on. I have a special request. Can you please move Austin, age 10, and I'll hand you the phone number, to the naughty list.
All right, to the naughty list he goes.
That's, yeah. We'll dial back. We'll make this Santa's last thing before he goes, and we'll dial back and make sure that Austin knows that he's been put on the naughty list. All right, Drew Thompson is here and up for Les Temps Perdue. So we want to wish everyone a merry, merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Sugar Plum Mary?
Yes?
Thank you so much.
It was no trouble at all.
Well, I appreciate you saying that, but I have a feeling that you just fell behind by more than 1 hour.
No, it's fine. There are other elves to make up for it.
Oh, good. Merry Christmas to everyone for being here, for listening to the program throughout the year, and I hope everyone has a happy holiday. Merry Christmas.
This has been your Sunday morning wake-up call on WNRN. The wake-up call is brought to you by The Hook, an innovative weekly from the people who really know the news on Newsstands Thursday, and by Tiger Fuel, serving the Charlottesville area with home heating oil and propane, Exxon gasoline, and the markets of Tiger Fuel. Views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the management, staff, or board of WNRN. You can contact Rick at abstractme@AOL.com or at wakeupcall@WNRN.org. The wake-up call is produced by Sean McCord. Tune in again next Sunday morning at 11 for the wake-up call, only on WNRN.